Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God, we praise and honor you, O great and mighty God. Father God, touch the heart of your people again. Revive the heart. Revive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. For it is written that in the last days, many their hearts shall fail them with fear. But in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare tonight that it will not be so with us in the name of Jesus. Father God, keep us rooted and grounded in you. Father, in the name of Jesus, O great and mighty God, keep us rooted and grounded in you, Master. Jehovah God, we are crying out to you tonight. Keep us rooted and grounded in you. Father God, let us be bold before you in the name of Jesus. Father, because you said you will put the words in our mouth, O great and mighty God. We rely totally and solely on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in our own strength, we are nothing. We can do nothing on our own, O great and mighty God. So, Father God, help us to spend time with you, that we may become familiar with you, that we may know you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we may truly know you, in the name of Jesus, so that when you speak, we will not be doubtful, we will not be questioning, this is God, no, but we will know that it is God, in the name of Jesus, and we will yield to God, and we will walk in obedience to what God is saying, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help your people tonight. Help us tonight, to great and mighty God. Surely, Lord, we need your help. For there is no other help can be found in no other place, in no other being, but you, great and mighty God. For it is written, you are an ever-present help in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You are our rock and you are our shield. You are our strong tower in the name of Jesus. We run to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, even in the name of Jesus, I'm praying right now for that person who is on the verge of giving up in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that they will not give up, but that they will hold steadfast to your word in the name of Jesus, that they will stay connected to you, O great and mighty God. Father God, keep us connected to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Show us closer to you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that hunger that is in us, let it be a hunger for more of you, O God. Let it be a hunger for you, O great and mighty God. Because you say, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Father, fill us, O God. Fill us to the overflow in the name of Jesus. And as I come to a close tonight in the name of Jesus, Father God, we commit our ways to you. Father, we commit our ways to you. Father God, we commit our ways in the name of Jesus. We are saying tonight, not our will, but let your will be done. Father, let it be done in our homes. Let it be done in our communities. Let it be done in this nation. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, visit the high places in the name of Jesus. Father God, you be Lord in the high places. You be Lord upon the high places. Father God, show up, O God. Manifest your glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, remove the fear, remove the doubt, remove the procrastination in the mighty name of Jesus. As we yield ourselves to you, Father God, completely in the name of Jesus. Father, have your way in us. Have your way in the church. Have your way in our midst. Have your way on the prayer line. Have your way in our homes. Have your way in our communities. Father, visit every foundation tonight, O God. For every foundation that is not of you, Father, bring it down in the name of Jesus. And let your foundation spring forth in the name of Jesus. O great and mighty God, we need you. Father God, we need you. Father God, we need you. We are saying more, O God. More of you in us, O God. More or less of us and more of you. Show up, Father God. Show up on the behalf of the church in the name of Jesus. We are using you. You set a great example for us. So that example that you, Jesus Christ, set for us, Father God, help us to follow and help us to live in that example. For we are children of the Most High God. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Glory be to God. Christ set the perfect example for us, church. We are looking for an example to follow. Let's follow Christ. Let us follow Christ, glory be to God. Let us continue to follow Christ as time draws to a close, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Is there anyone on the line? Glory be to God.
Woman of God, we're here.
Amen. Glory be to God.
God bless you. Good to be on the line with you tonight. God bless you. Amen. 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 I've enjoyed everything that I've heard, everything that is going forth for the glory and the honor of God. Amen. I thank you. Amen. For your prayers and for your ministry. Keep praying for us. Amen. Keep praying for us that we will always do the will of the Lord. We will continue to do what the Lord says. Amen. That we will not walk in judgment of people. And because oftentimes we can walk in false judgment, but think we know a thing and to be so far from the truth. Amen.
Amen.
That's why the scriptures tell us to be led of the Spirit, be led of God,
Amen.
Led by the Spirit. And those who are the sons of God will be led by the Spirit of God. And so I thank God for just teaching us how to follow him and listen to him and not what people say, or even not even with things that we even see in society, because deceptions are everywhere. And we're in a world full of deceptions and evil and all kind of crazy things. But when we love God and walk by God, walk by faith and not by sight, we'll be able to do what the Lord is calling us to do. And that's why we're to walk by faith. Walk
Amen.
By faith and not by sight. Not by the thing that we see. That lets us know right there. The thing that we see with our natural eyes can fool us and can lead us astray. But if we keep our eyes on the Lord and be led of him, be led of the Lord, we will not go astray. I thank God for you, woman of God. I thank God for your ministry. We're praying for you. I'm praying for you. And just the fact that somebody cares enough to pray for us, amen, means a lot. And every time you say that you're praying for me, I believe it, and I thank God for you. So I want to say to you, continue to pray for us. And that was something that Paul did not mind doing. Paul did not mind asking the people to pray for him. He would say, pray for me, and when you read in the epistles of Paul, you'll find out many times he's asking the people to pray for him. So pray for me. Pray for the lifeline. Pray for Pastor William. Pray that the Lord will lead us and we will not go astray. We will not be attracted by the thing that our eyes fasten itself upon. We will always be fastened upon the things of God. Amen. So I just want to encourage you, keep on. Keep doing the will of the Lord. Keep praying for us. Keep lifting up the banner of righteousness. Amen. And God is going to draw many people through your life. The Lord says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. So you keep lifting up the Lord. However you lift him up, by way of your church, your community, by the lifeline, through social media, however you lift him up, keep lifting him up. And he will do the drawing. Whether you see the people coming or not, he will do the drawing.
Amen.
Be encouraged, woman of God. Keep doing the work of the Lord. We love you. We love you here on the lifeline. Lady Hagen, I'm pretty sure she's on the line somewhere. I heard Blog Talk Radio coming in. Amen.
Yes.
And the sound that you heard in the background, the countdown, don't be alarmed by that, woman of God. That's just Lady Hagen hooking us up with other attendants to the line. By the way, we're here on the lifeline, and then she has Blog Talk Radio. There's other listeners, and there's a host of other listeners who are listening in. You
Amen.
May not ever be able to speak to them. They'll be able
Amen.
To see you. We thank God for all of you on the Lifeline, all of you in Blog Talk Radio and all the other networks that are tuned in with us right now. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. Amen. We will continue to pray that the Lord's will be done. And let me say this in my closing. For all of the stuff that's going on in the world, bombings in hotels and all the terrorist attacks that have been happening, don't let this sway your confidence in the Lord. Do not let it deter you from seeking the face of God. It should never have to come to things like this to call people to pray. Lord should never have to, and I didn't say sin, the Lord should never have to allow terrorist attack to happen, a bombing in schools and theaters before the people start praying. We should start praying on a regular basis. But when you start hearing the people praying, Lord, save 60 million men. Bring 28 million men to their feet. Bring 60 million men to their knees, and that they'll seek your face, that they'll call on you. You start hearing people praying, like we're praying on the lifeline, that the Lord will save. Don't be surprised. Don't be overwhelmed when you see terrorist attacks and all these other things happening.
Amen.
Because I tell you, one of the greatest moves in the world is when these things happen that would call people to pray. It should never have to come to that for people to pray. It should never have to come to that for people to pray. But for some reason, look like chaos called people to pray. Chaos called people to bow. Chaos called people to go down on their knees and begin seeking God. It should never have to come to that. But even when it do, we cannot be alarmed. When the saints was even in, when Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and territory to be endured with power from on high. And shortly after that, there was persecution. All went about persecuting the church. It was chaos that called the people to start seeking God, and they fled. They were all over, they were refugees. There were people traveling to all parts of the world, scattering because they didn't want to be killed from the persecution of Paul when he was persecuting the church. But look what happened. It was all through chaos that the people began to scatter and they began to leave. So when you see these things happening, just thank God for his will being done. God have a way of working through chaos where we are never going to do what the Lord does. And he gets great success out of it. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. We love you. Have a blessed day.
Bless you, too. I'm just going to make this confession before I come off the line. For the people, it's Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles for Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Church of God, arise. Okay, arise. Arise. I'm parting with this word. We are not departing from the presence of God, but we are departing from the line. So arise, let your faith arise. Because Jesus self said in his word, when he returns, will he find faith on the earth? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So let your faith rise up. Look to God. Do not look at what is happening, but stay steadfast in God. Let your eyes be fixed on God. Be unmovable in God. See God. Do not look at what is happening, because if we look at what is happening, the Bible says that their men's heart shall fill them with fear. So let us fix our eyes on the Most High God, Jehovah God. Glory be to God. Church, be encouraged. Be encouraged. As I'm speaking to you, I am encouraging myself. Be encouraged. Let us be encouraged, and let us hold fast to the word of God in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And may God bless you.
Bless you too. Bless everyone else that is on the line.
Amen. Lady Hagen, are you still there? Amen. May God bless you.
Bless you too. Have a good night.
You as well.